USA Radio News.
We're doing a phase two. We'll be doing it probably in October, maybe a little sooner than that. And it'll be more of a middle class. We did a lot for the middle class, but this will be even more aimed at the middle class. One of the things we're thinking about is bringing the 21% down to 20. And then for the most part, the rest of it would go right to the middle class.
President Trump on Fox Business when discussing a possible phase two to his tax cut plan. Yesterday, people all across the United States were protesting President Trump's immigration policies. Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King, was asked if all this civil discourse could lead to violence.
It could erupt into violence if we don't keep level heads. You know, my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., we've talked about this before. He said, I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too difficult a burden to bear. Daddy King in Atlanta, at the boiling point, said we've got to become the city that's too busy to hate.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sunday's presidential election will give Mexico a new leader, and with unorthodox candidates such as Andrés Manuel López Obrador leading in the polls, many people are wondering why is he actually leading. This supporter of his talks about why she's a big fan of him.
He's from the people. We don't see him like over us, you know. He's with us, or we feel that he's with us.
A favorite St. Patrick's Day product will now be produced in America. And USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us the details.
People in the United States will soon be able to get a taste of Guinness beer that's been brewed a little closer to home. The company's new brewery is expected to open later this summer in Maryland and will be the first on American soil in over 63 years. The Baltimore Sun says the revived historic building in Relay, Maryland, will open in August for tours, taproom tastings, and dining in its restaurant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
All of the nearly 700 Toys R Us stores closed because of bankruptcy on Friday. Ken Auletta is an advertising expert. He talks about how Toys R Us not being able to advertise to their consumers effectively is one of the things that led to their downfall.
Advertising is essential in a free market economy. If you're a store, you need to connect to a consumer, a potential buyer of your product, but they have to know something about your product. Advertising is what provided that. But if you think about the changing nature of the world, just go to Amazon. And 40% of people who buy stuff online do it through Amazon. Amazon is very convenient. You do Amazon Prime for a little over $100 a year. You get free delivery. And so why do I have to go to a store? And the convenience of it is great. So department stores, you know, shrivel and many of them have died because of that. And then you look at something like Walmart, one of our largest employers. Suddenly their people say, well, do I have to go to Walmart? So Walmart says, we got to get in the online game to compete against Amazon. And technology empowers consumers. And either to purchase things online or to avoid ads with ad blockers or to have a remote control or a PVR that allows you to skip channels or skip ads.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.